Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to, what are we going to do? We're going to take some open phone calls now until the end of the show at 1-800-449-8686. And people wanted to still call in about Columbine. I guess you can if you still want to call in about Oklahoma City. It suddenly occurs to me that all of these things are falling in quick succession. It's a little sad. Anyway, do we have a call line? Hello, Alhambra?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. I was wondering if anyone had called in about this Detroit thing, because I know that it's a tragedy with what happened over there.
The Detroit thing of the ladies who were shot?
Yes, sir. The two women who were...
Yeah, they were the two women shot in the Senior Citizen Center by that man... Who was out of his mind?
Well, I don't believe that that's the case.
Huh? Turn your radio down, okay?
Yes, sir. I said I don't believe that that was the case, that he was insane. I think that there is the culmination of... It could have been prevented. And I think it could have been prevented, at least.
How could that have been prevented? Well, yeah, it could be prevented. You don't rent a house to a guy like that or an apartment to a guy like that. And you don't...
No, sir, I don't. I think it could have been prevented if the women involved had had a better sense of humor. And I'll tell you...
Well, sir, I mean, there's two women dead.
No, please hear me out, sir. I'm a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country 1950, 1952. And I'll tell you, we have had to put up with... women having no sense of humor for years, and this has been going on for thousands of years, and now it's led to death. And to say that what Jerry Lewis said is true, that women have absolutely no sense of humor, and the idea that
women have no sense of humor, let me back up. First of all, this guy, if you don't know what we're talking about, there was a guy who shot some women in Detroit. What was his name, Mike? Find out what this guy's name was in Detroit, the guy that shot the women. He told a joke, and...
He told an innocent joke to the women, and they complained to the building superintendent or whatever, and one thing led to another. I think it's so wrong that because women have no sense of humor, that two of them are dead today. And I think it's wrong to put most of the blame on that man.
And well, the guy pulled a gun on them and shot... You know, I'm losing my temper a little bit today. The guy pulled a gun...
I would lose my temper too, sir, and I'm not trying... I'm simply trying to get you to understand...
There's nothing that you have to make me understand. The guy pulled a gun on a couple of women. He told them a joke. Okay, and
it was a very funny joke, and I don't know if you heard the news. They had the joke on the news. About a half hour ago, my wife has the news on.
Did they have the joke that he... Okay, what happened was in Detroit, a guy shot two women because they had complained about the fact that he told a dirty joke or a bad joke. His name is Kenneth Ray Miller, and apparently the police have him in custody now. He shot a couple of women because he told a joke. They didn't like the joke. They thought it was off color. And he got upset because they went and complained.
They went and complained. So this man, who is also an Army veteran, is my understanding... And I'll tell you something, you're dealing with people who have fought for this country, and you're not showing them much respect, I think, when we continually put them in social situations that can harm them. But
you said you have the joke. I didn't see it. Is the joke...
The joke was on the news, and I thought it was a genuinely funny joke. Well,
what was the joke?
What was the joke? My wife, the joke was... Now, this is the joke that he told the women.
And what was it?
How do you know if your wife is dead? And the answer is the sex is the same, but the dishes pile up. I'll tell you that...
That was the joke that he... How do you know if your wife is dead?
How do you know if your wife is dead?
The sex is the same.
Sex is the same, but the dishes pile up.
Now, he told this joke to these two women. They
went and complained because obviously they've got no goddamn sense of humor. And
I'd like to ask you to watch your language, too.
I'm sorry, sir, but they have no sense of humor, and they went and complained. Now, if these women had had a little bit better sense of humor, I think that this tragedy could have been avoided. But I will tell you that it is something, and now the two women are dead because women, and these old biddies are always complaining, and now look what happened. They could have been polite. They could have blown it off. They could have done an awful lot of things. It happens a lot. And I live in a home where women can't laugh at themselves.
Well, whether women can laugh at themselves and whether women have a sense of humor or whether they don't, I think the and by the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686 if you want to get into this conversation on the Phil Hendry Show. And what is your name?
Yeah, Phil, my name is Lloyd. I love listening to your program, but I couldn't get in the last hour. You're talking about the Columbine deal, and I wanted to talk about this Detroit.
Okay, fine. But whether or not women have a good sense of humor or a bad sense of humor, you don't shoot them because they don't have a sense of humor. You understand?
No, but I'm trying to say to you, Phil, that I'm...
You don't shoot anybody because they don't laugh at your joke or because they complain about your joke.
No, but, sir, please, I'm a Korean War veteran. This man, Mr. Winslow, Mr. Miller, I should say, he was a veteran as well. And I've got a sister-in-law. And I'll tell you what happened to me.
What does being a veteran have to do with this?
Because we've been in combat situations. And because we are a hair trigger away from committing a violent act. And if you hear a joke from a veteran, just laugh at it. Because...
You're telling me that if a veteran were to tell me a joke and I wouldn't laugh at it, then he'd shoot me.
I'm saying that we were trained for violence, and we were trained to conduct ourselves in a violent way. Yes, sir.
Well... I know. I've heard of veterans being wound too tight.
Well, not like a lot of these Vietnam guys, but I'll tell you, my sister-in-law, Teresa, I told her a joke, and she said she didn't approve. I said, well, then you could go. I told her she could close her cake hole. She didn't talk to me, and it ruined our Christmas dinner this past Christmas because she can't.
What was the joke you told her?
Well, I said to her, "What did the cannibal do after he dumped his girlfriend?"
This is the joke you told her?
Yes, sir.
What did the cannibal do after he dumped his girlfriend?
He wiped his ass. Now, she stopped everything. She wouldn't pass me any potatoes. She wouldn't talk to me, and it ruined our Christmas dinner. And
you don't tell a joke like that at the dinner table, in my opinion. You know?
Well, sir, I think you're a little...
No, you don't tell a joke like that at the dinner table, and...
Do you think that's a funny joke, yes or no?
What did the cannibal do after he... I think it's funny, yeah, okay? And I think it's funny, the joke that... The joke that the guy told in Detroit about how do you know your wife is dead, the sex is the same, but the dishes pile up. If you're telling that in a senior citizen home, you're going to have some women who have probably lost their husbands... You know, and maybe they, you know, it's,
Well, I told the joke at a bingo game. I told this joke at a bingo game. And I will tell you, I'm a veteran. I said, what do you do? What's the difference? What do a blonde and a 747 have in common?
And it, what are we going to do? Jokes here?
No, but this is a joke I told at a bingo game. And
what does a blonde and a 747 have in common?
They both have black boxes. And the woman next to me gets upset, her husband pipes in, and the next thing you know, I got a handful of shirt. That could have been turned into a violent episode because she couldn't get off her high horse. What do women laugh at? I'll tell you what they laugh at. Knock-knock jokes. You know, knock-knock, who's there? Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, too. Abraham Lincoln who? Well, you never heard of Abraham Lincoln? That's what they...
Sir, I don't want to hear any more jokes, okay? The fact that when you tell a joke at a bingo, what do a blonde and a 747 have in common? They both have black boxes to a woman. That's offensive to women, okay?
Because they don't have a sense of humor. God damn it, why does anyone understand me?
And just don't tell those jokes around women and you're going to be fine. Don't tell the joke. Don't tell the cannibal joke. And this guy told a joke to these two ladies that didn't think it was funny because it had something to do with their husbands dying. That's all I'm saying. Don't tell those jokes. Here is Wes Covina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a Korean War veteran.
Sir? Hold on. We got another person on the line. Go ahead.
Sir, I respect the fact that you are a veteran, and I respect
Thank
the
you.
Fact that you enjoy telling jokes. But not everybody has to enjoy your joke
or anybody else's
joke.
It's all the women. All the women.
Let me
All the women don't like the joke. The women don't like the joke.
Let the woman finish,
because
okay?
I tell an awful lot of jokes. Some are funny, and I tell off-color jokes. Some are funny, some are not. But that doesn't give anybody a right to go and kill somebody. And please don't tell me that this is an after effect from you being in the Korean War.
Women
don't
have
that.
A sense of humor. Women don't have a...
The lady just said she tells jokes.
Yeah, she tells women jokes.
No,
but
that's
the
not
funny
true, sir. I can tell you some off-color jokes.
The funniest
some
jokes are told by men.
It. Some
Wait.
Don't,
right, let
and
me,
there's
let me,
appropriate places to tell these jokes.
Hold on for a second. You're saying, Lloyd, right?
Yes, sir.
You're saying that there's a male kind of humor and there's a female kind of humor.
I say there's a male kind of humor and then there is a female attempt at humor. And the men are funny and the women aren't.
Well,
and,
sir,
okay.
You know, that's very
well,
sad that you're so close-minded over that.
I've never laughed at a joke. Every time I tell a woman a joke, she doesn't laugh. Or she,
well, you know, what did the why'd the cannibal do after he dumped his girlfriend? He wiped his ass. That's not what I would call a female joke.
It's funnier than hell.
But, sir, whether it's funny or not, the point is it doesn't constitute for you to take the right to kill somebody.
Ma'am, I didn't say that you should kill. I understand why he killed, because we're getting tired.
No, sir,
we're
I'm
getting
sorry.
Sick and tired
I'm sorry,
of
there's
women
no understanding.
Not giving...
You cannot understand a person
picking up a gun and blowing somebody away.
Somebody.
I understand after years of women and their no sense of humor why he would do that. I really
you know
do.
What, sir?
Well,
I'm
I think
so
that's
sorry.
Wrong.
You must have had a very tragic life and not known very many humorous
I'll
women.
I tell
you,
I lost a lot
but
of buddies in Korea.
There are several humorous women out there.
Oh, really?
Lived
name
a
one.
Different life.
Name one.
Name. Myself as well, and I know several women. That
name me
enjoy
somebody
humor.
I've heard of that's funny.
Look, I don't want to. I don't want to
name someone I've heard
sir,
of that's funny.
You would not know the people
I don't want to get
I
into that. I don't want to get into that. All right, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Have this old guy hang on for just a second through the next break, maybe, just to talk to him. I mean, I can understand a guy's got a joke that guys tell. You don't tell a joke like that at a dinner table. And the thing about being at a bingo game and, you know, what do a blonde and a 747 have in common? They both have black boxes. You tell that to a woman who's sitting with her husband? 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. We found out what the joke was that that guy had told the two women who didn't find it funny, who complained about it, and then he came up and shot them. The joke was, how do you know if your wife is dead? The sex is the same, but the dishes pile up. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Good. You're in Alhambra?
I live in Alhambra, yes. But with my wife, we had a heating and plumbing business.
Okay, Lloyd. Hold on there, buddy. And I know that you're in the service, and I know that you believe that poor vet in Detroit shot those women because they didn't laugh at his joke, because women don't have a sense of humor. But you recognize that it's wrong to shoot people, right?
Yes, sir. I'm not a child. Yes, sir. I understand that. But
you still maintain that those women, that wouldn't have happened had they had women. You think all women are humor impaired.
I think what Jerry Lewis said about women not having a sense of humor is true, and the evidence of it are those two old broads that got their asses blown away because they can't laugh at a quality joke.
Well, the quality joke you're talking about is, how do you know your wife is dead? The sex is the same, but the dishes pile up. That's what you call...
That is quality material. And they didn't laugh at it, and they complained about it.
But they still don't deserve to get shot.
Well, I'm just saying that...
Well, they don't.
I'm just saying that if they had a better sense of humor, he wouldn't have gotten pissed off.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Could I tell them some jokes?
Hold on. Riverside, yes.
Hi. I just had a comment for your caller.
See, this is a lady. I could tell her a joke.
Not yet. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Is he an alcoholic? Does he drink?
That's insulting to assume that.
I don't think so, because most alcoholics have to justify everything, and you're trying to justify this man shooting his women.
You know something? If you've got an alcoholic in your family, if you've got a silly joke, right away I can tell you've got no sense of humor.
You know what? I have a darn good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you love knock-knock jokes, too, don't you?
No, not
let me,
really.
Let's find out if you got a sense of humor.
But you know what?
Why does it take so long?
So that proves to me.
Why does it take so long for a woman to have an orgasm?
I repeat, you're getting hostile.
Why does it take so long? Why does it take so long for a woman to have an orgasm?
Well, if I tell you a joke and you don't laugh, is that okay if I shoot you?
Okay, I got to know. Why does it take so long for a woman to have an orgasm?
Who cares? See, she's not laughing. And you know why? Because she's another one of these bitches that...
Okay, the language, watch it, all right?
Well, she doesn't have a sense of humor.
Well, good luck to you, Mr. Henry, for putting up with these people.
All right, ma'am, thank you. You're right, she isn't very funny. Here's Mira Loma on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
I just think he is such a vulgar man.
Oh, yeah, that's what women say.
Actually, I was laughing a little bit, but you are pretty vulgar.
How many animals can you fit into a pair of pantyhose?
You know what? I don't even
Come
care.
On. How many animals can you fit into a pair of pantyhose?
Oh, I don't
All right.
Know.
How many animals can you fit into a pair of pantyhose?
One beaver, two calves, one ass, and 1,000 crabs.
God damn. You know something, pal?
You don't think it's funny, but she did.
No, I don't think that's funny.
That really wasn't my point,
It's funky.
Though.
It's funky. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You know, here are these two wonderful, compassionate people delivering day-old bread to a complex fold of elderly people. And this man, who it wasn't really a joke, it was that he was using profanity. And that's what they
objected
to. Well,
yeah, they said it was profanity because he said about the sex.
Well, he was offending them just as you probably offend many people yourself.
Did you thought that last joke was funny, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a little bit funny, but...
What's the difference? How do lesbians build a house?
Come on.
Now, come on. How do lesbians build a house? Well, they don't use the studs. They got to use the tug and groove method.
Will you tell me this?
Hey, old man, did you call just to tell a lot of your bad jokes?
I'm calling to prove a point that vet just had a good joke and those broads didn't like it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Does your wife have a cute angina?
That joke is about 35 years old. This is what I'm talking about, Phil.
See, you have no sense of humor, buddy.
A 35-year-old joke? I already laughed at that one in 1966. Get out of here.
All right, man. Well, one thing's for sure.
One thing's for sure. These broads aren't funny, are they?
I don't want to say that.
They probably think you're a real riot, though, huh?
Look it, buddy. I'm doing the best I can with your rotten call, all right? Now, all I want to...
Why do women have two holes?
Forget it! Talk about an old joke. Industry, Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling with a comment to your caller that's on the phone now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a Korean War veteran.
Can I? You know what? I've listened to your stupid jokes. Now listen to me.
You didn't laugh at any of them either, did you?
It's my turn, sir. If you have any manners at all, it is my turn. You are... Do you ever... What a pig. Do you ever tell a joke that does not degrade a woman? Do you
There you go.
Any
there
joke?
You go. That's their whole reason, Mr. Henry. That's what they always say when they don't have a sense of humor.
Well, do you know one? I'm asking you a question.
Yes,
do you
I
know
do.
One?
Yes, I do.
You know, I have listened to you. I found this station accidentally, and I...
Yes,
you are
I do.
Just so appalling. I can't believe you've been on this long.
I
but
know a joke.
I want to know
knock.
If you tell jokes to women that degrade men or anything else.
Here's a joke. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
I don't play your knock-knock crap.
Who's there?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln who?
You told me 20 minutes ago.
You never heard of Abraham? Well, I figured it'd be one you'd laugh at.
Are you senile that you can't remember what jokes you're telling? And I would resent tremendously.
Hold on. My engineer is asleep. Hold on. Phil Henry Show.
The other one is wear roach clips called roach clips.
Hold on for a minute, all right? I don't know that telling your jokes is doing us any good, okay? I have on the line here a Korean War veteran who feels that that terrible shooting in Detroit that took place today, two women shot to death by a man who complained about vulgar language that he was using. He told them a joke, it was vulgar, and they complained, and he wound up shooting them, is the result, and this man, this Korean War vet, believes it's the result of women not having a sense of humor. And
I don't say it's right that those two poor people were killed, but I'm saying if women could laugh at a few jokes, like, I'll give you one, Phil.
I don't want to hear the joke, okay? Let me just go to a call. West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Is this a woman?
Yes, it is.
Okay, listen to this.
Do you tell any penis jokes?
Why does Dr. Pepper
Do
come in a bottle?
Do you tell any penis jokes?
His wife died.
Ask him if he tells any penis jokes.
You want to hear a few, baby?
Yeah, well, I know them all.
I bet you'd like to hear a few of them.
Well, they're probably just as vulgar as the ones you know.
Oh, you don't like them, huh?
You're a very disgusting individual.
Why do you Southern guys go to family reunions? To meet chicks.
You're a very low-class individual.
How could you tell if you're at a bulimic bachelor party?
And I think the war did something to his brain.
The cake jumps out of the girl.
We're not hearing these jokes, okay?
Because this old broad you got on the phone hasn't got a sense of humor.
This man was in the Korean War, baby. I think he has to see a psychiatrist.
What's the difference between a G-spot and a golf ball?
He is absolutely crazy.
A guy will spend 20 minutes looking for a golf ball.
Will you stop with your jokes, okay?
Well, what's this broad's problem?
I have no problem. You're the one with
you
the problem.
You got no sense of humor.
He has the problem.
You got no
I
sense
think
of humor.
He needs to see somebody about his head. He's got a, Why didn't a you head go that's see... in bad shape.
Yeah, my head. I got to see somebody. When did you ever see my head?
Well, it probably has a peak at the end of it. It probably comes up to a peak.
You have seen it.
You really are sick.
Phil, your callers prove my point again and again. Women have no sense of humor.
All right. Thank you for your call. Back to Industry, Pennsylvania. This lady was hanging on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have two comments, and then I have to go.
Not this broad again.
I can't
Jesus.
Take this man
You
this
can't
man
take
anymore.
Me.
First of all, I resent that he's calling these dead women broads. Who the hell does this man think he is?
Well, what are they?
I wish the family members knew where he lived, because if it was my mother, I'd find him. Second of all, he is a disgrace to the country and a disgrace to every veteran that ever fought in any war. Goodbye.
What's the difference between a downhill putt and a blow?
Forget it. Unbelievable. 1-800-449-8686. Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, who is this freak here? I think his jokes are pathetic, and you know what? I mean, I'm like probably the first male that's called up about this. I think your jokes are pathetic,
you
dude.
You straight?
Do what?
Are you straight?
Yes, I am straight. Hey, man, have you...
So you
are
say.
You married? Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
And does your wife laugh?
Does she laugh at these?
No, because she's got no sense of humor. She's a woman.
You know what? I have a lot of girlfriends that are very funny. And they would beat the crap out of you.
You got a lot of girlfriends
like
there at the hairstylist shop that you work at, huh? And now these two women are dead. And if they'd just been polite and laughed at the jokes, things would have been okay for them.
You know what? I think all your jokes are pathetic. Does that mean that I should come and shoot you because I don't like your jokes?
Well, why would you care, okay? You still got someone
Nobody
under a...
Nobody cares about your opinion, man. You
still,
know that? Nobody
still,
cares about your opinion.
You still
opinion.
Got someone under a dryer. What, are you going to come all the way out?
What do you mean he's got someone under a dryer?
He knows what I'm talking about.
I do, huh?
I don't understand.
You know what I mean, don't you?
I think you're a pathetic
We got a shampoo
loser.
And dry on table four.
You know what? My grandpa's a Vietnam... War veteran.
Is a Vietnam War veteran.
Some of them are funny, some of them are not.
Why don't you go and look at the name of
laugh at his jokes.
What war was he in? The
Vietnam?
There you go. You called it the Vietnam War.
They call it the Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Hey, you know what? I think that your mom dropped you down a couple flights of stairs and so it like knocked your head around. Your head's on backwards.
What do you call a Roman?
You need to go to a doctor and get yourself fixed up.
What do you call a Roman with hair between his teeth?
Who cares about your stupid jokes? You know, your jokes are pathetic. Are you
a gladiator.
That all you can do is just listen to stupid jokes?
Why does Dr. Pepper cover the bottle?
You just told that joke. We don't want to hear that. You just now told that joke.
What's the punchline?
Yeah, because his wife died. Ooh, that's funny.
There you go. You like that, don't you?
No, I think it's pathetic. I think all your jokes are...
I don't think these are the kind of... I don't think these are jokes that queers would laugh at.
All right. You don't need to say that, okay?
Well, I think you're pathetic, vulgar old fart.
Yeah, I'm vulgar, and your grandfather was in the Vietnam War. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I think the blame is being completely misplaced here. It's not about these women being humorless. It's about the senseless violence this man inflicted on these two women.
How do you recycle toilet paper?
Will you shut
up? That they didn't laugh at the joke. Like, a lot of people don't think jokes are funny. I've thought some of yours were funny. I laughed at them, but they're totally ridiculous.
A lot of people don't think jokes are funny.
You need to tell jokes to the certain amount of people that will laugh at them. But this violence, it's even more horrifying when it stems from this nonviolent situation. These women didn't instigate anything. This man just killed them because he was as sick as you are. And these jokes that you tell, they have this underlying mentality of sickness.
Why do you call me sick? They're funny. Listen to this one. I'll be honest.
I'm not listening to your joke.
My penis is the same size as a kindergartner's.
I love it. Thank you.
About 4 feet.
Thanks.
See?
Thank you.
Mr. Henry's laughing.
No, I admit, some of these things are funny, but you have to tell them to people who are going to laugh at them.
I've got Vietnam vet
jokes, but I don't think it'd be appropriate to tell you, because they're about you.
Tell me. No,
so
I was
you don't
in Korea.
Tell women jokes. That's
Korea.
The way it works.
I was in Korea, baby. I wasn't in Vietnam, as that other guy said. Hey, what did Jeffrey Dahmer say?
Stop with the jokes, or I'm hanging up on you. You understand? Stop it.
Pathetic.
You don't want to know what Jeffrey Dahmer...
I don't want to know what Jeffrey Dahmer said to Pee Wee Herman in their holding cell. No.
Stop playing with my lunch.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you.
So what is this about, man, taking this call? You said he was a good call. Talking about his jokes. Those women would be alive today if they had a sense of humor. Boy, you know what? A lot of these old cats... You know what? My father-in-law sends me jokes all the time, and I shouldn't say this, but I hit the delete button, only because my wife tells me to. She says, did my dad send more jokes? I said, yeah, just delete them out. Don't you want me to print them out, honey? No, just go ahead. Push delete. You know, I get a lot of... Don't you get jokes? You know this thing with the internet? The only thing the internet is used for, seriously, the only thing that this high-tech world of the internet, where we have this marvelous opportunity to educate ourselves, to tap into these worldwide resources, you know what it's used for? Masturbation material and sending jokes. That's what it's for! That's all the only reason why people log on, if you'll excuse the crude reference. So what was the joke? This guy tells a joke about these, you know, how do you know your wife has died? The sex is the same and the dishes pile up. And they didn't think it was funny? I didn't think it was funny either. But do they deserve to get shot? The guy that tells the joke is generally the guy that deserves to get shot, not the people listening to it. You want to know who deserves to get shot in any given day when it comes to humor? It's the guy delivering it, not the guy receiving it. My penis is the same size as a kindergartner, about 4 feet. Anyway, that's a tragedy in Detroit, and it's just been one of those shows. I got to get out of here. I got to go home or something, man. Columbine and the terrible tragedy at Oklahoma City, and now that guy's jokes. I don't know what's his worse. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Hi, this is Phil Hendry with incredible news from Priceline. Priceline's about to let you name your own price for gas. That's right, for gasoline. You'll be able to save up to 10 or 20 cents off every gallon, maybe even more. You'll name your price on Priceline for as many fill-ups as you want. Then every time you pull into the gas station, you'll just ignore the price at the pump. Ignore the price at the pump. It's coming soon, but you need a free Priceline gas card. Getting your Priceline gas card is easy. Just log on to Priceline.com and ask for one. They'll send it to you absolutely free. Start naming your own price for gas soon. Log on to Priceline.com today.
I hope you're dressed warmly because you're about to hear the cold truth. Before some folks sell their cars, they crawl under the dash, roll the odometer back a few thousand miles, and don't give it a second thought. This is illegal, but there it is. Don't be the bumpkin that buys this car. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit CAR.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Continue with our open phones. I don't know if we're going to recover from that last guy, though, and his jokes. No jokes. No jokes for the next 100 years. No jokes. Not for the next, as long as I'm hosting this show. If I retire like Art Bell goes out, man, and they bring Mike Siegel in here to do this show, too, then you can call Mike with the jokes. 1-800-449-8686. Venice, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes, Phil, I'm calling in about, I just want to let everybody know that tomorrow is 420. And
420 is an April 20?
Right, it's an April 20. And there's probably going to be a very cool beach party at Venice Beach, probably. We're planning on getting a drum circle going around 420, but tomorrow's the day. And just kind of looking forward to it, you know.
What about it, man? I mean... What about 420?
Well, it's not really anything that people, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you or not.
You don't know if you're allowed to tell me?
Right. If you're in the know, I mean, people are in the know, you know, they know what's going on, you know. If you don't know, then you're not in the know, you know, you're not cool. And tomorrow's the day.
What's the big ding, okay? What's the thing of tomorrow's 420? What is it? What is it? What's tomorrow, 420? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you, but I'll try to kind of fill you in on some stuff. Basically, you know, we just, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to get permission or something from somebody.
Who do you need to get permission from?
I don't know if there's like anybody else listening knows what I'm talking about. If they think I should tell, then that'd be cool. If not, you know, I'd probably just keep my mouth shut.
So you need permission from somebody else to call in and tell you to be, say it's okay.
Yeah, you know that it's okay to tell you what 420 is about. And the FCC has rules about it, doesn't it? I mean.
The FCC has rules about 420? I don't know. I don't know what it's about. Does it have to do with sex?
Well, no. I mean, yeah, it could, you know, but not really.
Is it dirty?
Not really, no, you know.
Well, okay, if you can't tell me what 420 is, but tomorrow's the day, huh?
Right. Well, we want everybody to take the day off and stuff, you know. It's going to rock. It's really going to be outstanding. It'll just be outstanding, that's all. That's all I can tell you. I mean, you know, if you don't know, I mean, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what 420 is.
All right, okay. Well, just everybody remember, you know, party hardy tomorrow. You know, we shred. It's going to be all right, you know.
Yeah, okay, tomorrow's 420. Tomorrow's April 20th, you guys.
Yeah.
420.
Right. It's cool.
It's cool, huh?
It really is.
And you need permission to tell me what that means.
I really do, yeah.
Okay, well, have a good time.
Yeah, we'll be there at Venice. We're having a drum circle about 420.
Yeah, I got it, 420. So that's a cat calling in on 420. What is that supposed to mean? Huh? What's it mean? He's going to Venice Beach. They got a drum circle they're setting up. And tomorrow is 420. Like it's some big thing. What the hell's he talking about? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Here is Chatsworth on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah, Phil. I heard the other guy about 420. And I'm not sure whether... I can tell you, but it is a fairly significant day in the lives of a lot of people. And
well, what is it? What's it about?
Well, you should come down to Venice tomorrow to be at the drum circle, because it's fairly bitchin' about what it is.
Hold on for a minute. I got a guy who's going to tell me. Schenectady, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, you know what? You want to know what 420 is?
Don't tell him, man.
Why?
Because it's a secret.
It's not a secret. Big deal. He wants to know. Let the man know.
No, man, you can't tell him because it'll mess it up for everybody.
Oh,
what
big
is
deal.
It? What is it? Tell me.
It's where everybody...
No, 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 no.
Put the other guy on hold, man. I want to know. Go, what is it about?
Yeah, it's about where everybody goes out blazing, skips school, and has fun, smoking their bongs and everything.
Everybody's smoking, doing hits and smoking weed on 420.
Yep.
Why is it 420?
On account of that's when Jerry Garcia died. That's when Jerry Garcia died.
Is that why? The guy in Schenectady still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, why is it 420?
Because it's Hitler's birthday.
Because that's when Jerry Garcia died.
It's what?
It's Hitler's birthday, and they put the Columbine shootings on that, too. It's all based around Hitler's birthday.
Hitler's birthday?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's exactly what it is, Phil.
420. Let's blaze up. Okay, I don't get stoned myself, but I'm going to start. Headbangers in leather. Sparks flying in the dead of the night. It all comes together. I'm getting stoned on the show tomorrow.
Phil Henry.
The beast is ready to devour. All the metal they can hold. Reaching all the load. Start to explode. It's your one-way ticket to midnight. Call it heavy metal. I'm in my eyes feeling just right. Call it heavy metal. Desperation on. She's right.